Page 191.
The scene takes place in Georgia. Cora and Caesar are two slaves who have decided to run away from their plantation to go north on the Underground Railroad. They are soon joined by an unexpected traveler.
They had made it only a small ways when they heard the voice and stopped. Cora looked at Caesar for a cue. He held his hands out and listened. It was not an angry voice, or a man's voice. Caesar shook his head when he realized the identity of the culprit.
Lovey, shush!
Lovey had enough sense to be quiet once she saw them.
I knew you were up to something,
she whispered when she caught up.
You get on back before you ruin us, Caesar said.
I'm going where you going, Lovey said. Cora frowned. If they sent Lovey back, the girl might be caught sneaking into her cabin. Lovey was not one to keep her tongue still. She didn't want to be responsible for the girl.
He's not going to take the three of us, Caesar said. He know I'm coming?
Cora asked. He shook his head.
Then two surprises as good as one, she said.
She lifted her sack.
We got enough food anyway.
He had all night to get used to the idea. It would be a long time before they slept. Eventually, Lovey stopped crying out at every sudden noise from the night creatures, or when she stepped too deep in the water. But she did not recognize the other side of her friend. Whatever had overtaken the girl and made her run? But every slave thinks about it. In the morning, and in the afternoon, and in the night. Dreaming of it. Every dream a dream of escape, even when it didn't look like it. When it was a dream of new shoes, the opportunity stepped up and Lovey availed herself heedless of the whip. The three of them wended west, tromping through the black water. Cora couldn't have led them. She didn't know how Caesar did it. But he was ever surprising her. Of course he had a map in his head and could read stars as well as letters.
Colson Whitehead, The Underground Railroad, 2016.